We gather for sacred ordination on this holy day of the Confession of St. Peter, first of the apostles and the very prototype of ordained service. In Christian art and iconography, when it comes to St. Peter, as with all the saints, certain symbols distinguish Peter's image from others. Can you guess the most famous of these? Think for a second. Of course, the symbol of the two overlapping keys, for as Jesus tells Peter in today's gospel, and to me, this is really mind-blowing, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Back to those keys in a second. Let's cut for a moment, not to the sacred, but to secular culture, where the only icon of St. Peter you're likely to find will be there not in gold leaf, but in a cartoon. I come across these occasionally in the New Yorker and in other magazines. Picture a cartoon rendering of St. Peter standing there at the gates of heaven, the pearly gates, in his supposed role of admitting or barring hopeful prospects who arrive there. And notice that the symbols that mark him out here are altogether different. First, of course, is the blessed apostle, identifiable by his halo and long beard. Then there are the gates of heaven themselves, grand, imposing, and notice this, often closed. Next, notice, and this is a bit strange, a sort of kiosk behind which Peter stands, clouds billowing all around. On top of the kiosk sits the Book of Life, which Peter consults before offering up some wry comment on one's eternal destiny. Nowadays, of course, it's not the Book of Life, but the laptop of life that Peter consults. To one shifty, nervous-looking aspirant, St. Peter asks, "Okay, give me your username and password one more time." The face of another man just falls when St. Peter tells him plainly, "It's all there on Facebook." Cat owners will empathize with an exasperated St. Peter addressing a feline at the gate. "Make up your mind. Are you coming in or going out?" Now, of course, none of this is biblical at all. And yet, this scene at the gate points to a universal human theme, the theme of the threshold, a point at which we stand on the brink, in this case, of something momentous. For if anything, in this gathering, at this ordination, we stand at the threshold, the inception of three priestly ministries. When it comes to ordained ministry, there could be no more fitting emissary than Peter in embodying the truths, including the difficult truths of priestly apostolate. Actually, his name was Simon. Cephas, in English, Peter, is Jesus' nickname for Simon. It's his call sign, if you will. Cephas means literally the rock or rocky, a nickname which itself suggests to us that with all his human failings, Peter had a substantial character. Jesus saw something solid at his core. And Jesus speaks elsewhere, doesn't he, about building a house on a foundation of solid rock. Here, as he speaks about the church that will continue his mission, Jesus points out that Peter is just that sort of rock, solid, foundational. What does that tell us about Jesus' own opinion, even esteem of Peter? After all, you don't entrust your keys to just anyone, do you? And Jesus chose well. When we look at Peter's life, we see that substance demonstrated over and over. Oh, and yes, a couple of oblivious moments to boot. But there are so many examples of his strengths, including this, his confession of the Messiah. But I'm thinking now especially of his later career. Peter standing at the threshold, dividing clean and unclean. When God commands him, respecting the unclean animals, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Peter standing at the threshold, separating Jew and Gentile, when literally he crosses the doorstep of a Roman centurion's home to share with a non-Jew and a foreigner the hope that so animated all that he was doing. And later, as sacred tradition reliably attests, Peter standing at the threshold of life and death in Rome, his own life and death, when he suffered a martyr's end for that same act of confessing with his life Jesus as Messiah. And now on this holy day of St. Peter, we too stand at a threshold as three worthy deacons are consecrated priests, sacred to Almighty God. This will happen through a tangible, physical action, the imposition of hands upon these deacons, a laying on of hands, which through our Archbishop Melissa flows in a spiritual and tactile succession from its source in St. Peter and the holy apostles themselves. Jonathan, Alicia, Andre, you and your families have sacrificed much on a long and at time arduous journey to this threshold, and you have not been alone. The mysterious and awesome action of making you the chosen few into Christ's own priests is for you and for your church the crossing of a threshold. Through our Archbishop's prayer, through the laying on of hands, and through the powerful coming of the Holy Spirit, you will be imbued with unique capacities and powers. These will be detailed one by one in the examen to follow. But as an old neighborhood priest, let me call your attention to some community dimensions of your high calling. For as visible and living sacraments of Christ's presence in the world around us, you will be called to lead Holy Church in facing outward, in working for justice in our world and in our own backyard, in practical steps to protect God's good earth, which has been so deeply harmed, in acts of genuine reconciliation and solidarity with the first peoples of land and sea, in walking with the addicted, the traumatized, and the mentally ill, all of them members of our communities and members of our families, and in engaging the community at its greatest places of need and brokenness. No small task in which you, like Peter, will be given no small grace. And it begins today, which brings us back to this moment as you stand at this threshold and back to the God who calls you now to step across it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.